Inside on Business the News Hour is brought to you by the Creamer Law Firm of West Des Moines, getting things done for you. CreamerLaw.com. Triplett Office Essentials, extraordinary service and solutions for your business. Triplets.com. And Iowa Computer Repair, you want your computer to work, and that's what they do. IowaComputerRepair.com.
Welcome back to the News Hour, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, you want to connect with us, ask us a question on air? We do monitor Twitter before, during, and after each broadcast. That's at IOB underscore News Hour, at IOB underscore News Hour. Bill Grund is the Vice President of Commercial Lending at Central State Bank, with their main headquarters located in State Center, Iowa. Over the past several months, the bank has made the decision to engage the Des Moines metro area for business. He comes from his office over in West Des Moines. Welcome to the News Hour, Bill. Great to see you again.
Good afternoon. Thank you, Michael.
How you been?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Yeah, last time I saw you, you had spandex on.
I deny that.
Yeah, I know. You were out exercising.
But then again, so did you.
I did have spandex on. So tell us, Bill, a little bit about the bank. Family-owned, you're in State Center. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, thank you. Central State Bank, we're a state-chartered bank headquartered in State Center, Iowa. It's been family-owned since 1936. Our main office is in State Center, and we have a loan production office that I work out of in West Des Moines.
Uh-huh.
We like to think that by having fewer branches, or in our case, no other branches, that will translate to extreme advantages for lower overhead, and we can pass that on in terms of lower costs of doing business.
Absolutely. You know, brick and mortar costs money to have, and so if you've got plenty of branches and plenty of buildings, that all takes heat, light, electricity, people, and all those other things. And so that would probably make sense. You know, when you say it's a local bank, and this is kind of cool because it's family-owned, it's a local bank. You know, banks can seem local, but actually, in some instances, we're dealing with people in California, for crying out loud, when we want a decision on a loan, especially in the commercial world. So this is different. Are you really local?
We really are. As I mentioned, we have our loan production office in West Des Moines. You know, State Center is really only about 45 minutes away from downtown Des Moines. Central State Bank has had three commercial lenders working the Des Moines market for some time.
Really?
Each with a minimum of 12 years experience in the metro. Hmm. There's Dan Downs, Damon Morrison, and myself. And we're down here, or at least I'm down here all the time. Dan and Damon are down here on a regular basis.
And we think this is an obvious question, but I got to ask it because why not? Why would Central State Bank make the decision to engage the Des Moines market?
You know, that's a good question. Actually, we have quietly been in the Des Moines market for almost a decade. And I would almost want to say under the radar, right?
A bit under the radar, yeah.
And so really, by establishing our loan production office in West Des Moines, Central State Bank has decided just to kind of formalize our presence here.
Sure. Well, it would make sense. And because, you know, there's so much economic activity happening here in the metro, it would be silly to miss out on that.
Yes, there is.
And have the opportunity. And we're grateful that you're here to talk about this with us, because to have the opportunity to introduce you to a whole host of new characters here in the Des Moines market. You do commercial lending. We had a story just this week. It was on Tuesday, as a matter of fact, about how nationally commercial lending rose in an annualized 12.6% rate in the second quarter. Are you seeing an uptick in commercial lending activity through the bank?
We definitely are. Right. And I think what's kind of interesting is there are a lot of scenarios where borrowers have a one-off or an outside-the-box kind of idea, and many of the other banks they're going to are unable to accommodate those for whatever reason, whether it's regulatory or internal controls. And that's where we've been able to come in and try to find a way to maybe round off some edges, fit it in this way, push a little bit there, and find ways to make it work.
You know, that's so important, especially for entrepreneurs to know, and people that are in business, is if you can have that opportunity to sit across the desk from somebody that's our friend. Sadly, we went to his funeral just the other day. And Stephen would say that, you know, how important it is that you know your family banker, that you make friends with your family banker. That's difficult to do in a lot of these corporate settings.
It really is. And actually,
Steve Bassman, I'm sorry, I should have said his last name, but Steve Bassman, yeah, he used to say that.
Well, it's interesting because we have kind of almost adopted the reverse approach where banks are coming in from the outside. We have been very pragmatic about building relationships one at a time, solid relationships, and then we are exporting those with our clients. So we might start with a client here, and either with that same client or through word of mouth,
sure,
we're doing loans for them in the Bay Area, in Minneapolis, on the East Coast. So we're
very
doing
nice.
It the other way.
Very nice. So as a VP of commercial lending, where's your sweet spot? Who's that sweet spot client for you?
Well, I'm going to give you two answers
to that,
Michael.
Right?
Yeah. You know, really the sweet spot is going to be in the 500,000 to 5 million range, uh-huh, somewhere in there. Uh-huh. But I would also say that we would look at any commercial loan in the 50,000 to 50 million range.
Well, that's two pretty good answers. Yeah. That pretty much covers it. Other than commercial lending, we would suspect that Central State Bank also deals with consumers, many traditional packages. Would that be accurate?
That's absolutely. We would offer comparable or the same array of services, uh-huh, that you would find with any other bank.
Uh-huh. All right. So you're here and you've got two of your compadres hanging around here in the Des Moines metro area. Where do we find you to do business?
I am located in West Glen in the it's actually in the Regis building on Wild Rose Lane out by Super Target, and I can be located there. Dan Downs and Damon Morrison can be located at our headquarters in State Center.
Uh-huh. And so you're just kind of floating around here in Des Moines. You know, one of the things I think that is so wise of Central State Bank to do is they picked up a veteran guy, you, from the banking business, but you're also so well connected with all of the volunteer organizations, from the Urbandale Chamber to the West Des Moines Chamber, all of these organizations that you've been a member of for a very, very long time. So you're a familiar face.
Thank you.
Makes sense.
I think that's worked for us.
I think it has too. Bill Grund, ladies and gentlemen, he is the Vice President of Commercial Lending for Central State Bank. They're located in State Center, but they've also got an office in West Des Moines. Thanks for coming in and talking to us.
Thank you for having me.
Right. See, that was easy. It's kind of fun. Bill Grund, ladies and gentlemen, go see him. Good, good guy. Hey, we're going to step aside for the Wall Street Journal report. We've also got the stocks of local interest. We will then take a look at the commodity numbers just ahead of Stephanie O'Neill. This is Inside on Business, the News Hour.
You'll not see nothing like the market.